Simon & Schuster Audio presents Still Alice by Lisa Genova. Read by the author.
Even then, more than a year earlier, there were neurons in her head, not far from her ears, that were being strangled to death, too quietly for her to hear them. Some would argue that things were going so insidiously wrong that the neurons themselves initiated events that would lead to their own destruction. Whether it was molecular murder or cellular suicide, they were unable to warn her of what was happening before they died. September 2003. Alice sat at her desk in their bedroom, distracted by the sounds of John racing through each of the rooms on the first floor. She needed to finish her peer review of a paper submitted to the Journal of Cognitive Psychology before her flight, and she'd just read the same sentence 3 times without comprehending it. It was 7:30 according to their alarm clock, which she guessed was about 10 minutes fast. She knew from the approximate time and the escalating volume of his racing that he was trying to leave, but he'd forgotten something and couldn't find it. She tapped her red pen on her bottom lip as she watched the digital numbers on the clock and listened for what she knew was coming. "Allie?" She tossed her pen onto the desk and sighed. Downstairs, she found him in the living room on his